go ahead, build your career, and give yourself to work. But if you put me first, you'll see your family build up. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the We Seal Genesis podcast. It's your girl, Shadia. And of course, this was a beautiful reading from Proverbs 24, 27. That is, of course, the basis of today's message. I hope you're doing well. I hope that the grace of God is upon your life. I hope that you have at some point from the last podcast taken a look at a book that I put together, Girl Surrender. It's definitely a must read, very short and very straight to the point. Basically summarizes the testimonies and stuff that God has placed in my heart that I feel like I should share with people. And of course, I do talk about the heart posture of Hannah, and you should definitely check it out. So I'm going to put the link in this podcast. But let's go right up to Proverbs 24, 27. I was just, having an intimate time reading through the Proverbs. Of course, this part of Proverbs definitely goes deep into wisdom and wisdom revelation, and I love it so much. I'm happy that I am connecting with it. It's really important that if we want to live the best out of our lives, we go back and seek knowledge from the Creator. Of course, we didn't create ourselves. Someone definitely has control over everything that goes on in the world and has given us dominion to be able to steward things properly. So I love this reading so much, and I decided to share with you because I think, or in my opinion, my generation, so I was born in the late 80s into the early 90s, and so far with everything, technology, social media, we seem to have a lot of control over our own lives. I mean, you can wake up, you can do whatever you want, apply for jobs, get a degree, choose who you want to marry, and all sort of things. You know, you can from basic things as well, like you can just order food if you live in certain parts of the world. Things have become very, very, very simplified to the extent that it gives so much power and control to us. Which is not a bad thing. I'm not saying that technology is a bad thing. It's really good. I really love how the Bible now is accessible to lots and lots of people through apps. But we do need to be wise about the way we go about things, because it is important not to forget God in the things that we do. God wants us to thrive and flourish. He wants us to build several generations who would know Him and keep the legacy going, right? But all these things are now coming before God. Like, we're putting all these things first, even when preparing for school and everything else. You know, well, I'm not too sure, but growing up, If we had more knowledge about, you know, the Bible, and more word-driven families where, you know, parents are prophesying and building or giving affirmations to their children, and children seeing these things, would obviously grow up not believing that our power or our faith or our provision is within humans, but it's only through God. Because trust me, situations can change. Situations regarding our career, situation regarding marriage, situation regarding every aspect of our lives can change. We just came through a pandemic. Let us not forget the lessons that we learned. We should be better after these things. And it's crazy how the Word of God, which is so old, is still relevant to our stories now. So what is the point that I'm saying? It's the second part of this verse that I like truly captures my attention. It says, but if you put me first, it says, go ahead, build your career and give yourself to work, right? You can sit down and think about everything that you want to do, make your plans and all of that stuff. You can immerse yourself into these things. they will bring you joy for yourself, right? But if you put God first, if you put me first, it says, you'll see your family built up. There's nothing mightier and stronger than building a solid family. Families are the units that turn into generations, that turn into citizens, that turn to people of the world. So if we want to see that built up, if we want to see healthy and not toxic people, if we want to see people growing in wisdom and, you know, being able to stand through through the pandemic and through all these things and not having severe rise of depression or anxiety or everything going on, it says that put God first. Because when you put God first, he will give you the wisdom to steer things up. And I'm not gonna keep repeating myself, but I think that the message is clear right here, and I just want to spend some time to pray for men in my generation. And I encourage you to do the same thing, because there's so much competition and everybody wants to, you know, flaunt and show off wealth and luxury on social media. Well, most people. And because of this, men feel threatened. I just want to pray that the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, builds us to have this revelation knowledge. I pray for revelation knowledge for all men in my generation, that they will become closer to God and know that God stirs things up and it's not within their own strength and within their own power. And I also stand in the same spirit to pray for females, that we may be wiser, that we may have the revelation knowledge to be able to choose wisely and not just look at the fancy things or the types of luxuries that we can have or the types of weddings that we can plan for ourselves and the number of people that are going to show up and stuff like that, but rather pray for that God will direct us in our hearts to the right men that can come together with us to build solid families, to build kingdom-filled families that are going to stand through different times and that are going to, you know, continue to be in awe of God and spread his word, because this is the reason why we're here. We're not here for ourselves. We're here to bring more people in Christ. So I pray that as women, we have the knowledge and wisdom that even when we are in marriages, those of you who are already married, that you may have the revelation knowledge to pray over your children, that your children will not go away from the word of God, that you will be filled with so much word that you can teach your children these things, so that we all will fulfill the promises that God has already written over our lives in Proverbs 24:27. So we would not go ahead and build our careers and give ourselves to work, but we would put God first so that we can see our families built up. I hope you've enjoyed this message. Definitely continue to pray in the Spirit of God. I love you all. Thank you for continuously contributing towards this podcast. And if you do like this message, go ahead and share. If you do have an Apple device, go ahead and give a review. All these things allow more people to see and be encouraged. And of course, the Word of God is first. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and bye-bye.